Bobby's and Borage, episode 39, the one too hot for Starman and that stuff. No, I'm not reading that. Anyway, yeah, Bobby's and Borage. Last week on Fobby's Orange, we created some pretty massive plot holes and Poe single-handedly murdered the entire population of Fobbies. What a jerk! Anyway, the end of the Chosen Force journey is viewable on the horizon, and with two more sanctuaries to go, it won't be long until it's here. Anyway, what will happen today? I think you'll find out on...
Orange.
Yeah, good job again at wiping out an entire race, Pooh.
Yeah, I totally own them fools.
I'll own your
stop.
Moms.
Right there.
I do want to thank you, Pooh. Not that I entirely know why, but thanks a lot.
Hooray! Recognition! Next thing you know, I'll be starring in Earthbound, the musical in the hood. Watch out, Eagleland!
Look over there. I see a shiny spot.
I see shiny spots all the time, if you know what I mean.
I do not. What do you mean?
We are not going there.
You see, first, I start staring at the sun really hard. And then, after
yes.
I about burn my...
Yes.
You finally got here. This is the seventh My Sanctuary location, but it's yours now. Give it to me if you dare.
I think we're gonna keep it.
Balls.
Metal Phobie!
I'm gonna go through this door here today.
Dang it! Ness and friends saw a giant wall and stuff! I'm going to get fired! Dang it!
Hello, Ness? Hey, me? Well, okay, here's what happened. I was in the grocery store, and there was this guy, and he was like, "Can you help me get the pizzas off the top shelf?" I knew what he was talking about. I knew. But just to be cute, I acted like it was a reference, like, "Ha ha ha, you want me to get the pizzas off the shelf?" And he just starts looking at me like, "What are you two thinking?" And I've got my two kids with me in the cart, and they're like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Laugh, children, laugh." And then they were like, "Smelly polish," and hit herself with a frying pan.
Ness. What are you doing?
What are you talking?
The wall. It says I'm smelly and should hit myself with a frying pan.
Well, you better obey that wall then.
You forgot that I've read everything before that, you idiot. I know it's you.
Oh.
Dang it!
Hi, this wall. This wall's amazing. How could this even possibly work?
Science!
Okay, friends, let us descend down this hole.
You know, a boy can only go through so many holes. This is really ridiculous.
It surely is a whole lot of pain.
Never do that again.
Thomas Dolby! Whoa! Microscopic!
I'm pretty sure it's just supposed to be perspective, Ness.
This seems pretty prehistoric, friends. We might even see.
Oh my god. Those guys are huge.
They're pretty big.
They're everywhere, guys.
They're pretty everywhere.
I think closer. I don't even think your bubble buckets are gonna help us here, Jeff.
You question me, do you?
Well, later, Jeff.
Oh, God. You know, this reminds me of a very funny story.
This is no time to be talking about pigeon drama, friends. Using my superior acting skills, I will become a trompasaur.
Just got anti-eaten by a dinosaur.
He just transformed into one, you dolt.
Hooray, Dino Poo killed things.
Jeff, how are you alive again?
I wanted to create a pothole.
Let's just go, guys. This is a crappy place with crappy dinosaurs.
Look! A fence!
Hello. Do you have some tendergraft for us?
No. But I have a quarter of a burger that I didn't eat earlier this morning.
Oh. Well, that's not good. I'm sorry. But in order to get out, you need to give us tendergraft.
Oh, yeah. Tendergraft, we forgot it. And by we, I mean Steven, Martin, Ben, and Muhammad.
Come on, yeah, please let us in. There are dinosaurs out here.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. We really need the Tentacraft. It's programmed into the game.
Well, we can't go back to get it since someone had to burn the rope.
But you have to burn the rope!
Oh, well, okay. I'll let you out of the dinosaur pen this time, but only this once. Next time you play the game, you gotta get it. Promise?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Thriller!
Wow. This village is the pits.
That's what you get when you go to weird foreign places.
There's a rock back there. Didn't the talking rock tell us to talk to the talking rock?
That is a clever tongue twister. Audience, try saying it 5 times fast yourself.
Hi, I'm a talking rock. I invented the internet.
You can talk!
Wait a minute. You're the creep who can't happy village.
You're Al Gore.
You are not butter, and I just can't believe that!
Understand. Please sit down and let me exposit plot all over you.
That sounds just like what our listeners want.
Paula, the reason I captured you was to stop an evil plot by an evil alien, the evil Fabi. That Fabi, Paula, is your father.
No, that's not true. That's impossible.
It is, semicolon. Also, I have a head cold. Please excuse how my voice is different. Your father is an alien who planned to destroy humanity by melting the polar ice caps. My efforts to persuade people the ice caps were going to melt by calling it global warming didn't work, so I needed your PSI freeze to stop them from melting.
How did you discover that the polar father was an alien?
I invented a machine called the Suporma that can detect aliens. After you left Tucson, I disguised it as you and left it in your bed to throw your father alien off the trail.
That's either a genius plan or really, really weird.
Thanks. By the way, I forgive you for beating me up.
Okay.
Wow. My father an alien? That should be surprising, but I'm actually not surprised. I wonder why.
Now, I've disguised myself as a stalking rock.
How does that help accomplish your plan? Also, you're just standing behind the rock.
Now I've told you all about it, and quiet, you!
Couldn't you have told Mr. Ness this the first time you met him?
Look, you're in the endgame now. All the plot is becoming revealed.
But how does that help us in any way?
I guess it doesn't.
Awesome.
My father's an alien. I think my memories are starting to come together. This, the Fobbies, the Kryon. I don't know what to think anymore. I'm so lost. I know.
You just realized that, huh? hey, Paula, hey, aliens are kind of wacky, aren't they? I mean, if I had a parent who was an alien, then, well, I don't know, that'd be kind of sweet, like that British TV show. So don't be sad, okay? Well, what I mean is, I think that maybe...
Kent!
Stop right there, vile fiend!
Oh, thank goodness, a distraction.
Listen up, you Chomposaur, listen well! The forces of good will see you slain by the end of this day! Our quest will not be stopped by your
chomp!
Wow. All over in one bite? Impressive.
But no! I wanted to kill her!
Trisha, hold on! I'm bleeding! Powerful turquoise diamond of real energy, lend me your might! I will tear apart this vile Tkasaur with my hand!
Oh my god, Tommy! Thanks for getting out of that gross dinosaur! But now my leotard smells like lizard guts!
Oh, Trisha, we'll have time for your silly feminine concern now. Fate of the world is at stake.
The fate of the world! You're right, Tommy! Let's get going! The forces of evil aren't gonna beat themselves!
Now those guys know how to act like heroes!
That was really distracting. So, Paula, are you all right now, or...?
Damn it, Ness! Let's get the fuck out, shall we?
Paula, wasn't there a problem with your...
Shut it, Jeff!
Another dungeon, huh? Man, we've done so much today, we're on fire!
Literally, my ponytail seems to be inflamed!
No more puns, Pip.
I see another sanctuary spot, guys.
It's at the top of the hill, though, Jeff.
10 minutes later!
Gee, that was... something. Or something. Also, Ness, stunning into me, I'm not made of rubber.
Sorry, I was just testing our bounciness.
My... bounciness?
I was testing to see how well our characters bounce off of each other.
This one, or this hobbies are rich. We're not supposed to be bouncy. We don't have special foiling.
Shiny spot part 2, hooray!
Wait a minute. It's a dog.
Good job, Ness.
No, but it's my dog. King! Oh, King! What happened to my dear sweet doggie? Oh, I remember the day there was garbage and fire, and then later Tracy told me she'd tell everything later and stuff, but she didn't, but I never knew it would turn you into a monster! King, look at you! Look at you! Look at what you've become! I don't think I can stand it! I didn't say Bobby! King! Wait a second. You're not King. Oh, never mind, my bad.
If you're done with this, can I have my fun?
Yeah, he's not my dog.
Sounds good.
Take that! Wait a second. It's yet another dog. Oh my gosh. King! It's really you this time! King, you've become all shiny and stuff. Oh, you're beautiful. Like my mom's jewelry that I accidentally dropped out of the garbage disposal when I was playing Cowboys and Indians. King! You need to come home right now! This isn't a... Oh, wait. Let's learn.
Ness, I have to ask. Do you even know what your dog looks like?
What? Of course! He had four legs and a tail... and... a head...
I'm pretty sure shut up to more bottle rockets.
We're on a tight schedule, we don't have time for more bottle rockets.
Finally, the last sanctuary.
Yeah! I remembered that one for sure! Ness had the feeling that he was being watched by himself as a baby.
Fade-outy.
Are you all right, Mr. Ness?
Ness.
Hello. Me?
Ness? Are you all right? Ness? Ness?
Chosen's Four quest is almost complete. Having collected the 8 melodies, the power of the Soundstone has seized Ness into a strange world. What challenges await him there? What drama will unfold? How will the series and our heroes end? All of these questions and more will be answered next week on the amazing conclusion of Hobbies of Orange.
Hey, Martin.
What?
You were, like, really cut-outy.
Fade-outy, cut-outy. What the heck does Al Gore sound like again? I got to that point and I was like, so why isn't anyone talking? And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, I'm Al Gore. And it was like, what the heck does he sound like again?
I forgot what I was
It was only after I finished the part that I remembered that he was based off the South Park Al Gore, and then I totally messed everything up. But that's okay, because halfway through I said that Al Gore had head cold.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you actually have a head cold?
No, but Al Gore did.